This isn't really a poverty post, but it's very close. This is about our struggling years as husband and wife. I'm sure you know the story by now, but, well, I'll tell it again because it's a great story. I met Jet when I was just out of college, or maybe 18 or so years ago. I didn't have any job at the time, but I was confident, or maybe even stupid or naive to believe that I'd immediately get work. Our family also didn't have much, and I was struggling. I didn't have any money myself. All I had was my education and a lot of bullshit. Well, I did get a job a month after graduating, and it paid big. 2,000 pesos. Just enough to give my mom some money and expenses to get to and from work. So when Jed and I decided to get married, we didn't have any money. Well, we did have money. Just enough to pay the guy at the Caloocan City Hall to marry us. I didn't want to accept any dole out from anybody. Well, actually, nobody offered because, all of us were all hard up. But if somebody did offer any money to pay for our wedding, I still would have refused. We also didn't have any wedding rings because, well, again, we just didn't have the money to buy them. I maybe just imagine this now because it was so long ago, but during the ceremony, we were asked about the rings. We couldn't show any, so the guy who married us lent us wedding rings so that we'd have something to show during the ceremony. Not that it really mattered because nobody was there except the two of my friends who were our witnesses. Our parents didn't attend. We just told them that we were getting hooked and so did, and they just gave our blessings, and well, that was it. No rings, no guests, no family. It was a very simple wedding. For our reception, Jed and I went to Jollibee and ordered Chicken Joy and burgers. We sent our witnesses home because we didn't have the money to pay for their food. But we went home as husband and wife after lunch, and we did go back to work the next day. Honeymoon, no money. So for the next 8 or 9 years as husband and wife, Jed and I would live in my mom's house. We had a small bedroom, maybe 8 by 10 feet, which was hot as hell during summer. All of our stuff was in that room. A cushion without a bed, one TV, and, well, that was it. But then things started to change. After a while, my career took off and we were able to save a little. I worked for a company that recognized talent. Well, actually, they did give me money to buy a house. I remember when we were house hunting, Jed and I went to Antipolo to look for our house, and she immediately knew what she wanted. We signed on the dotted line, and it was ours. It was the culmination of so many years of struggle. If you ask me today if I had a rough time when we were building our lives, I'd probably say I don't know. It was certainly hard, but we were happy. Perhaps one of the happiest times of our marriage. What was pleasurable in the struggle? I'm not sure. Perhaps it was fun trying to save enough to buy some presents with the little that we had. Perhaps it was because we were happy looking for coins in the house so we could have enough to buy our groceries. Perhaps because it was such an adventure to look for the cheapest food so our savings would last a month. Perhaps it was great sleeping with my wife at night in a bed that was meant for one person. We were happy in the struggle because ultimately we know that after all the shit we'd find redemption. If I had to do it all over again, I probably wouldn't change anything. Well, there is one thing actually. I'd probably take better care of my teeth. The dental expenses here in California are so fucking outrageous.